It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening, everybody, from the Vantage Center. It is time for the Class D2 Girls State Semifinal between Fall City St. Heart Irish and the Archangel Catholic Squad. The defenders here for the right to go to the state championship game tomorrow night at 8:45 over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Good evening, I'm John Nixon with Randy Gatula. And we are expecting what could be a barn burner again.
Yes, it could be, John. Good evening, everyone. I expect this to go right down to the wire. The game that was played just a moment ago to decide who the opponents are going to be in this upcoming game, Dorchester got the win 39-31. They won it by 8 points, but it was a lot closer than that, John. They had several lead changes in the fourth quarter. Dorchester with the win 39-31. That means the winner of this upcoming game will face Dorchester in the D2 championship tomorrow night at 8:15 over at Pinnacle Bank Arena. The loser of this one will go against Wilcox Hildreth. That'll be a third-place consolation game played at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Standing Bear High School. Some of our listeners may say, what's he talking about, Standing Bear High School? That's the new Southeast High School built here in Lincoln. It's on Extreme South 70th Street. In fact, the address is 11100 South 70th. So it's almost Hickman High, I think. They're quite a ways out.
Yeah. Could very well be. We don't want to go there tomorrow.
We don't want to go there anyway. We want to go to PBA. But that's what's shaping up here. And we had a nice visit a minute ago with the coach, John.
Yeah, we did. Coach Luke Santa will join us. We'll come back and we'll hear from the coach after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Radio Network app.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Fall City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Fall City.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit one again and say our coach, Luke Santo. The Irish coming off a terrific win last night. Coach, it wasn't easy early, but the girls came out. They got a win 57-33, pulling away late. Overall, pretty good game.
Yeah, it was. It's always, you know, nice sense of relief to get that first one out of the way. Yeah, that first start wasn't very good. The first quarter, first half. We talked about it yesterday in the interview. You know, just the foul trouble was not good. Just early on, I just didn't like how we guarded. We were supposed to switch a lot of stuff. We missed a couple. We gave up some layups. And then the fouls just kind of kept mounting, you know. And then Dacey, I think, got two. Gentry got two. They set a lot of the second quarter. So that was tough when you got to manage that. And then Hallie got another one. I thought some were a little ticks what goes here. But, you know, we got out of it, I guess, fine enough. And then the second half, you know, had a little zone that I liked too. I think that kind of helped us.
You see the same officials a lot. In the regular season, you get to state, you never know who you're going to get. So a little adjustment sometime during the first or couple games of the state.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, that's something we talk about all the time. You know, every night's a new night with a set of officials. Some will call it tight, you know, and then we have some that will let you get away with anything. So it's, you know, it's on the girls to adjust. I mean, officials, that's how they call it. So it's just something that, you know, I talk about how I didn't want to have to manage it, but it got a little dicey there in the second quarter. Well, and then start the third, Gentry got her third foul, and she said a lot of that, but the other girls really stepped up.
Let's with the Gentry had a typical good game, 16 points, 12 rebounds, even with the foul trouble. Avery last night, 19 points that ball game. She shot 16 times, 13 three-pointers, made five of them. Pretty good effort.
Yeah, she got hot. I think early on, I think that was kind of their focus, and Selma's was kind of take away the paint, kind of clog things up, so it opened some stuff outside. And then I think, you know, they missed a lot of shots. Luckily for us, I think that kind of frustrated their defense. And then, I don't know, you know, in the third or fourth quarter, they kind of wore down a little bit, and that's when we started stretching out. But, yeah, Avery had a really nice game. Proud of her. Dacey chipped in some nice points there, too. We finally got Hallie some touches. I thought, you know, in the second half, Hallie was a little bit more open than the girls thought, but we finally got her some touches. So, yeah, everybody contributed.
I'm updating as we go, and you can enjoy this a lot more in a couple, 3 days from now when this season's over. Avery tied the girls' record last night for most three-pointers in a season.
I had no idea that was even a possibility, but well, good for her. You know, I've been telling everybody just something right before Christmas, we played Bishop LeBlanc in the rack, and she went off and hit a bunch of threes, and like, you know, where'd this come from? And just ever since then, like, it just gave her a whole new, you know, with kids, it's all about confidence, and she just has this new sense of confidence. So she's not scared to let her go now, and, you know, she's been shooting them pretty consistently, so that'd be nice tonight, too.
Archangels Catholic, that's the old Lindsay Holy Family, Humphrey St. Francis. They combined those two teams, they should have a pretty good squad.
Yeah, I still have a hard time calling them Archangel. It's just weird. To me, they're still Humphrey St. Francis, that whole thing. I don't think it went over well up there with everybody, so it was kind of a mess. But I don't know the details of it. But, yeah, I mean, it's everybody talks about how it's us and why not all the time, which has been, I think you said last week was 12. But, you know, we played Humphrey a lot over the last few years as well. I just saw one of their coaches. He thought it was seven or eight times we played. So, you know, we played them in the first round last year. A lot of their girls are back. So a lot of our girls are back, so we just kind of know each other. I mean, they do the same thing. They press. They got some nice, quick, athletic guards. The Priester girl inside, she's a load. So we you know, today at walkthrough, we worked on trying to take her away. We can't give her easy buckets. Hallie's got to stay out of foul trouble so we can just see if we can do that. But we really got to take care of the ball tonight. I think rebounding is going to be huge.
You've done a lot. We talked about it last night. You talked about it already, the foul trouble. But it doesn't seem to rally your girls. You get them out, you save them some time, you steal some minutes, but they still play well even with the fouls for the most part.
Yeah, it's I don't like it, I'll just tell you that, but they do kind of bounce back. Sometimes I got to go zone. I don't want to do that just to save them a little bit here or there. But, yeah, I'd rather not deal with it. But it's going to be huge tonight. We can't have girls set. And Hallie's going to do a lot of guarding the Priester girl. Gentry's going to help off a little bit in there. So hopefully we can play defense without fouling.
Coach, we'll call it good. We've talked it to death. Let's go play the game.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, John.
We'll be back with more of a pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3, the MSC Sports Network.
March is National Nutrition Awareness Month, and Nemaha County Hospital reminds us all that a colorful plate is key to balanced nutrition. Adding a variety of fruits and vegetables to our meals provides essential vitamins and minerals to keep our bodies strong and energized. Whether it's leafy greens, vibrant berries, or crunchy carrots, every color brings unique health benefits. Small changes can make a big impact on our long-term health. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Ladies, you are invited to the Women's Self-Defense Seminar at Heller Martial Arts. This is a great opportunity to learn effective self-defense techniques. Boost your confidence knowing how to protect yourself in several situations. The Women's Self-Defense Seminar is Saturday, March 15th, 8 a.m. to noon. Only $50 per person. Sign up with a friend and save. Find out more at hellermartialarts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back here to the Bond Vantage Sports Center in Lincoln. It is girls D2 semifinal round action. A trip to the state championship tomorrow evening at 8:15 on the line here tonight. Randy, let's look at our starting lineups.
All right. First of all, for the Archangels of Catholic Defenders of Humphrey, St. Francis, Lindsay, Holy Family. That cover it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now. Starters for the Defenders. They'll go with Kelly Jarrus. Jarrus is a 5'7 junior, averaging 7.1 points per ball game. Anna Strickland, a senior at 5'7, 5 points per game. Nyla Kessler. Kessler is a 5'6 senior, 9 points per contest. Jada Krings, a junior at 5'6, 7 points per game. And Isabel Preister. Preister, a senior at 6'1, averaging 11 points per ball game. She is the leading scorer for the Defenders. Defenders are coached by head coach Brian Reismuth. And a name familiar to some of our listeners, Gary Bender, is the assistant coach. Gary coached at Pawnee City for a number of years. They are 20-7 coming into this ball game. Starting lineup now for your Sacred Heart Irish, coached by head coach Luke Sando. They are 24-4 on the year. One loss to Tri-County, and they lost to Johnson Brock three times on the season. They set at 24-4. They'll go with Avery Sando, a 5'5 junior, 9.8 points per contest. Dorothy Krause, a sophomore at 5'6, 3.8 points per game. Dacey Witt is a 5'6 junior, just over 11 points per contest. Gentry Lechtenberg, the leading scorer and the lone senior on this roster, 5'9 and a senior, 15.2 points per ball game. And Helly Jones, a sophomore at 5'9, scoring 6.1 points per contest for the Sacred Heart Irish.
Well, the Defenders still have the best warm-up pregame.
They've been doing that for years.
Well, each girl has two basketballs, and they get in a circle. I'm glad I would have to bring the basketball. My goodness.
Yeah, it's a great agility drill that they do out there, and puts a lot of pressure on them not to be the one that screws it up.
It would be a big problem if you miss up on just one of them.
John, you mentioned there are some familiar names on there. Of course, Preister, Strickland, Kessler. We've seen these players before at Humphrey St. Francis. The girls are a little bit familiar with each other. We match up here year after year. Just a different uniform and a different name for the school this time.
I'm not even sure they changed the uniforms, or just maybe took the tape, a name off the front, put a different one on there.
Now this call the Defenders now.
This will be the eighth meeting in state tournament play between St. Francis and the Defenders and the Irish. It's 5-2 in favor of Sacred Heart, and they met once in district at a Lincoln Southeast Community College here a few years ago. Had the Irish won that to get the state. So the Irish have the numbers advantage by a wider margin than you would think.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in earlier in the pregame show, we mentioned Dorchester got the win moments ago over Wilcox Hildreth. So the winner of this game will face Dorchester tomorrow night at 8:15 over at PBA for the championship. The loser of this one will face Wilcox Hildreth 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Standing Bear High School out on South 70th.
Looking at some of the numbers, Randy. Jeffrey Lechtenberg, the lone senior. First scoring at Sacred Heart, number 8, 1,144 points. Single season scoring, 11th this year, moving up into the top 10 probably here. Maybe tonight. Single season rebound, number 6. He's got 243 this year. Her rebound, number 5, 665. Single season steals, top 15. Her steals, number 10 all time. Single season free throws made, number 3 at 111. Her free throws made, number 2 at 299. She might very well break that record tonight. Single season free throw attempts, number 3, 180. Last year she had 183 free throws. Her attempts, number 1 all time, 476. Block shots, the season 44 of, that's number 8. Her block shot, number 7, that's 117. That's a well-rounded basketball career. They're going to introduce all the non-starters as well as the starters. While they're doing that, we'll take one more 1 minute timeout and be back here at the Vanny Center on Sunday 101.3 and MSC Sports Network.
Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance, ready to help with your buying or selling of real estate and making sure you have the right insurance coverage. Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance are located at 1608 Stone Street in Falls City. Founded in 1952, they're one of the oldest and largest firms in southeast Nebraska. So when you need to buy or sell real estate, considering a land auction, or need insurance coverage, see the experienced experts at Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance in Falls City.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
The non-starters introduced for the defenders. Now the Irish non-starters being introduced. We have all the pregame festivities here prior to the tip-off tonight. Sacred Heart coming in here 24-4, ranked number 2. Top seed number 1 ranked Shelton got knocked out in the first round yesterday. Team that beat them. Just one advance to the finals, and they didn't get off to a good start in that ball game tonight in that previous contest here. It'd be interesting to see whoever wins this, but might have an advantage tomorrow.
Yeah, I would think so. It'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out here. We've already met the non-starters. Now they're starting to introduce the starting five for each of these teams. Once again, very quickly for the defenders, Jarrus, Strickland, Kessler, Krings, and Priester. Priester, the senior out there at 6'1", averaging 11.2 points per contest. He'll be an interesting matchup inside with Hallie Jones to see how they go against one another under there. I was impressed last night when we had Jones and Lechtenberg on the bench in foul trouble, the way Dacey Witt stepped up and took over the rebounding duties. Dacey Witt steps in there at 5'6", and she was going up and taking away rebounds from much taller girls.
Yeah, long arms, that helps. I'll apologize now because they're going to be the Flyers tonight more than once, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Old habits are hard to break.
If you're familiar with the setup here at the Bob Devaney Center, someone in their infinite wisdom decided a couple of years ago to move the student sections down from the end zones and put them right directly behind the radio broadcast row. So that means we have pep bands and cheering sections chanting, "You can't do that," about 6 feet behind us here. And it gets rather deafening. Sometimes, quite honestly, John and I can't hear each other here.
We need some new cheers.
Yeah, we do. All right. Oakland Craig a while ago, every time a team went to the free throw line, they were singing their ABCs. Then they did Row, Row, Row Your Boat, Happy Birthday, Itsy Bitsy Spider, all those kindergarten songs. They had them down, too. They knew their ABCs.
I don't remember them anymore. Kind of sad. All right, we are huddled up with the coaches, and we are ready to tip it off here.
It's the Class D2 State Championship Semifinal, Sacred Heart Irish, Archangels Catholic Defenders from Humphrey, Nebraska, getting ready to tee it up here at midcourt and get things underway. And here to describe the first quarter action is Sunny, 101.3's John Nixon.
Thanks, Randy Pryster. At 6-1, we're jumping up against Henry Lechtenberg and the Irish. Seeing her, we look at it left to right here in the first half tonight. Here's the toss, and the ball will go to the defenders in the backcourt in the person of Kessler. Kessler to Pryster at the free throw line, gives it back off, a drive to the hoop is up, and it's good. Quick start by Kessler with the first 2 points of the ball game for the defenders. Sacred Heart coming up the floor and being chased is quick. Give it off to Sando. Free throw circle. Out it goes to Krause on the right wing. Had it tipped away. Got it back. Now to Sando on the right side. Backs up. Thought about a three. Didn't do it. To Jones in the free throw circle. Witt will fire the long one. Missed it short off to the side. No good. Rebound to Jarris. And here come the defenders on the run the other way. 2-0 early on here. Pass to the front to Jarris. Jarris on the right side, and the elbow looks back to the top in the hands of Kessler. Kessler driving right, pulls up for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound battle won by Sacred Heart's Hallie Jones. Jones ahead, up the floor now. It goes Lechtenberg down the middle over Pryster, up short off the iron, no good. And the rebound brought down by Spring. Springs with it, coming up the floor. And now we'll come back the other way. Now with it, the defenders have the basketball. In the hands again of Nyla Kessler. Kessler off the right side, pass the ball away. Now to the free throw circle to Strickland. Goes inside. The Irish do a good job holding their defense. Drop the ball out of bounds off of Lechtenberg as Strickland couldn't hang on to it. So they'll inbound with 18 seconds to go on the shot clock. From the baseline, they look. Come in to the right side, inside Pryster turns, backing in on Jones, double team, out of there, stolen away. Lechtenberg had it taken away by the defenders. Held ball would go to the Irish.
Boy, it's getting pretty physical under there early, John. They're getting right after that loose basketball.
I don't doubt that's going to be the theme of the game tonight between these squads. Sando will trigger from the baseline into Witt. The defender's showing pressure all the way up the floor. Witt pushing it to the front court now. Guarded there by Strickland. Off the left side to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg moving right around the screen to Krause. Free throw circle in the lane. Lost the ball. Fell down. Landed on it. Taken away by Pryster. We'll come the other way now with the basketball. Give the ball up for Jarris. 2-0 early on. Archangel Catholic with the lead over Sacred Heart. Long three, hits the rim. No, hit the backboard, excuse me. Missed the rim completely. Lechtenberg, the rebound all the way in. Went in, scooped it, lost it. The rebound and the ball coming away. Strickland with it, pushes it over to Kessler. She's going all the way to the hole. High off the glass, good. And it's 4-0. The defenders with the lead here. 5:35 to go in the first quarter. Up the floor, Witt. Witt pushing the ball up. They pass her off from one defender to the other. Now Lechtenberg splits defenders, turns around, and she will be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
They may get Pryster on this one, I believe. No? Check that. It's going to be Kelly Jarris. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, Jarris called for the foul, her first team foul number one.
At the free throw line, Gentry Lechtenberg, first one up, first one good. The Irish are on the board, down 4-1.
We've seen in this tournament, you don't want to get down 6 or 8 points early in the ball game. That's been the difference sometimes.
Lechtenberg ready again, lone senior for the Irish. Gets set. She'll fire it up. It's short off the rim, no good. Rebound. Fight for it, and eventually Jarris ends up with it after the ball was pass back and forth between players from both teams. Now give the ball up to Kessler again. Moving up, three-point try from the top on the rim. No, rebound Lechtenberg again for the Irish. She does it all. She's going to push it up the floor now. On the right, moves into the middle, whips it to the corner. Witt for three on the rim. Won't go, and the rebound comes down to Jarrett. Jarrett will hand it off to Kessler. Nyla Kessler, a senior. Wondered if that's Eric Kessler's daughter, the ADN football coach that's there.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I would think maybe it would be. Take the ball in, and a two-point shot up, in and out, no good by Springs. Rebound to the defenders. And now a long two-pointer up, no good on the rim. And another offensive rebound and a foul called on the Irish, I guess, Lechtenberg. On the rebound. First foul of the game against Sacred Heart. Obviously, Lechtenberg's first foul. Krause will come out of the game. And for the Irish comes Elise Reschke. Whitney Wigner, a 5'10 junior, checks in now for the defenders. Inbounding from the baseline, out to the top, beyond the three-point line to Krings. Krings will give it to Kessler. Kessler dribbles, passes left, gets the ball away there to Krings, drives in, taken away, a steal by Lechtenberg for the Irish. Up the floor, now she's going to be fouled.
That's Jerez that got her, and on Jerez, that'll be her second personal. Team foul number two now on the defenders.
Well, you know they have the Irish well scouted. It's a good idea to press them. They're only going probably 17.
You notice they haven't given Avery Sando a look even close to the look for a three here so far.
Sando will trigger from the sideline right in front of the scorer's table, bring it in to Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg moving up. Big screen by Jones. Lechtenberg gives up. Whip straight out in front. Three ball. And it hits the flat iron on the back. It stopped. And it crawled in. And we've got a 4-4 ball game. First tie of the ball game. And now we come the other way. Kessler with it. Off the left side. Krings. Krings. One dribble up. Stopped. Back to Kessler. Left side in the corner. Used up her dribble guarded there by Elise Reschke. Passes across the floor, Krings off the glass. No, another rebound for Gentry Lechtenberg. And a long pass up the floor ahead to Witt. Left-hand layup is up, it's good. And the Irish take the lead, 7-5.
Great pass by Lechtenberg there, John.
Make that 6-5. Excuse me, I got ahead of myself. That's not a three-pointer that time. Come back the other way. It will be defender basketball. Kessler, free throw line. Underneath, Chrysler up. Hit the bottom of the backboard. Good defense there by Hallie Jones. She got the rebound. It hit the bottom of the backboard. Gentry Lechtenberg all the way to the hole. It's off the glass. It's up and good.
They didn't pick Lechtenberg up on that fast break. Timeout on the floor. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Radio Network.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you're choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The Irish have the lead 8-4 after trailing early 4-0, so it's an 8-0 run right now for the Irish. And it will be defender basketball. Mark Angels to the front court with the dribble. They move to the left with Kessler. Reschke on her, and now over the right side for Strickland. Strickland to the free throw circle, gives it up to Kessler again. She works the right side, goes in, Witt knocked it loose. Kessler got it back into Pryor, too strong, no. Rebound, oh, it's a fight, and holy cow. Held ball will stay on the defender in. No blood.
I can only describe that as feisty.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pryor gets a hold of it, and she's six, listed at 6'1". Yeah, she's all of that. Strong girl, and Lechtenberg has no give up in her. Bring the ball in now to Wagner, who's in there, and a shot up off the mark, no good. Springs with the ball over her own miss and got it up and in, and now it's 8-6. Shane Hart with the lead, 2:37 to go in the first period. Witt to the front on the right side, goes to the middle, stops, looks, off to Lechtenberg, down the lane she goes. puts defenders, missed it, rebound brought down. It's Wigner with the rebound. She'll give it up, and now Kessler comes looking for a tie or the lead. 2:18 to go, first quarter. Off the right side goes Kessler. She pulls up, she shoots. It's too strong, and that ball is going out of bounds. Reschke let it go, and the ball out of bounds on the end. Here's Dorothy Krause back into the lineup now for the Irish. She'll come in and replace Avery Sando, give Sando a breather. 2:11 to play, first period, 8-6, Sacred Heart. Luke Sando's going to have to rotate him in a little bit as we go through the game here. Now up for Witt to Lechtenberg. Big bump, no whistle there. Off to Krause, a weave out top, faking the three. Witt to the corner, and Reschke for three. Too strong. The rebound run down by Preister. She'll get the ball out of there, and Kessler will come up the floor with a minute 50 to go in the quarter. To the front side she goes. Cups left, back off the right side. Give it to Hostreiter. Hostreiter inside. Wigner back out. Kessler starts left, goes into the paint, throws it up wildly off the mark. No good. Another rebound for Lechtenberg. Long pass up the floor. Witt triple on the way, and nothing but the bottom of the hole for Daisy Witt. He starts the game with 8 points here. The Irish up by 5, 11-6.
That's big time confidence when you got two girls waiting under the basket for the rebound there.
Go ahead and grab it when it comes to the net. That's fine. The other way we go with the basketball. Hostreiter passes inside. Wigner guarded by Lechtenberg. Spin, shoots, no. Rebound Preister. Kessler for a three. Way strong. Missed everything. Wigner comes down with it. And a foul. That's probably going to be Reschke, I believe.
Yeah, I think Elise was in there, had her arm straight up. Elise Reschke picks up her first personal. Team foul number two on the Irish. 1:01 to play here in the first quarter. 11-6. Irish up by 5.
Whitney Wegner at the line. Sets, fires. It's on the way. Off the back iron. No good. Here comes Avery Sando back in for the Irish, and Jada Krings back in for the defenders. Preister will sit, and Hallie Jones will sit down for the Irish for the final minute, probably this first quarter, get her a break. Now again, Wagner with it at the line, gets set, fires, it's up, it's too strong. Long rebound comes off, picked up by Strickland, and a foul, a push foul, and that's going to be on Lechtenberg, and unfortunately that's going to be number two on her.
Not good for Gentry Lechtenberg to have her second foul here in the first quarter.
At the free throw line, Anna Strickland shooting a pair. First one up, no good. 0 for 3 at the line are the defenders so far.
Jones back into the lineup now, replacing Lechner. She'll sit down with two personals.
Gentry dejected if she has to take a seat on the bench. Free throw up, and that one is good. That was Strickland, right? Made that?
Yes, yeah. Anna Strickland.
Lost track of who was shooting.
Yep.
11-7, the Irish with 52 seconds to go in the quarter. Witt up the floor, moving left. Hands it off now to Avery Sando. Open. They jump out on her. Now they knock the ball away from her. She'll move with a dribble. And
boy,
Avery just pushed the defender off with
goodness.
Her forearm. And she's getting mugged, and they call it traveling.
Oh my goodness. Avery Sando was getting beat up on from two directions right here in front of our table, John. And interesting call.
She got away with a pretty good of that forearm, too, pushing the first defender away. They're going to let him play a little bit here. 28 on the shot clock, 28 now on the game clock. Three-pointer up, too strong, no good by Strickland. Rebound, Hallie Jones, and here come the Irish with the ball. Final shot time coming for Sacred Heart. Witt will bring it across court now to Reschke. Reschke to Witt. Stacy coming to the right
10
side.
10 seconds.
Looking, it gets the screen from Jones. Witt.
5.
Stop. Pass across. Knocked away. Skip. And from midcourt, it's on the way. It's off the glass. No. And that will end our first quarter. It's Ball City Sacred Heart 11. Archangels Catholic Defenders 7. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Sports Network.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Dan's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back inside the Bob Devaney Center. We're set to move to second quarter action. Your Sacred Heart Irish up by 4, 11-7. As play resumes, it'll be Irish basketball. Elise Reske will inbound it here at midcourt in front of our table. Gets it into A.C. Witt. Witt on the dribble on the right side of the free throw lane. Reverse left-handed dribble. Goes around Pryster. Pulls it up on the left wing. Comes across to Kraus on the right side. Dorothy makes the right-handed dribble. Tries to back it out. Hands again to Witt. Witt across court left side. Here's Sandel trying to penetrate in the paint. Can't get there. 15 on the shot clock. He goes to the corner. Elise Reske. Pressuring defense here by the defenders. Aptly named the defenders here. Godless defense.
I call it a bump and grind defense.
Witt for three off the back of the rim. No. And the rebound comes down to Krings. Krings will bring it across the timeline. Defenders down by 4 now. 11-7 with the basketball is Kessler. Kessler, left-handed dribble. Goes into the corner on the left side of the lane. Pryster pushing off on Jones in the paint. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody diving after it. And it gets kicked out of there under to Pryster. Pryster's shot is up. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to go, I think, on Jones.
Allie Jones will pick up her first foul. And will put Pryster at the line to shoot two. The defenders went 1-for-4 at the line in the first quarter.
Pryster at the line. She has not scored tonight. This will be her first free throw. It's up and good. Got the roll. Hit the back of the iron. Bounced straight up and then dropped in for it. Back into the game now comes Whitney Wegner checking in. Wegner in replacing Anna Strickland for the defenders. Pryster, Isabel Pryster, 6'1 senior. Second free throw is up. It's off. Struggle for the rebound, and a held ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is going to stay with the defenders.
Randy going out of the game with Anna Strickland. She's hurt. She's grabbing her, holding her left arm over there.
Ooh, I had noticed that. All right, the ball belongs to the defenders. They'll trigger it in on the baseline under their own basket. Tossing it in is Jarrett. Jarrett lobs it up to Kessler. Kessler almost lost it now. Grabs it over the basketball. She'll pull up for a three off the iron. Rebound, Pryster. Pryster back up top to Kessler. Kessler, a little floater off the right side over the top. Rebound, follow shot up and good. Pryster with her first field goal of the night. And it's a one-point ball game. Irish up 11-10. Here comes D.C. Witt into forecourt. Witt at the top of the circle. Comes to the near side. There's Sandel. Her first three is up and good. If Avery can pick up where she left off last night, or yesterday morning, the Irish are going to be in pretty good shape here, John.
Yes, they will.
Important to see her drop that first one, I think. Get the confidence. Here's Kessler on the baseline left side. Works against Kraus. Up to Grinch, top of the key. A long two for Grinch. Up and off, no good. Sandel had the rebound. Jones had it. Then they tried to take it away. That's going to go against the defenders.
I'll tell you what, with Gentry Lechtenberg on the bench, the Irish are going to have two things they have to do. Somebody's got a rebound, and they have to find another scoring threat besides D.C. Witt.
That foul went on Wegner. Whitney Wegner called for her first personal, first team foul of the quarter. Here comes Witt with the basketball. Top of the key, right side, Sandel. Sandel tried to get the little step back. Oh, there's a steal. Kessler on the fast break. With her is Witt. Witt goes up in the air, comes down and lands on top of her. And it'll be a foul called on D.C. Witt.
Witt will be getting her first foul. That's the second team foul of the Irish here.
Well, you're not gonna let them score if you jump up there on top of them.
It's true.
Inbounding the pass. Baseline left side is Jarrett's under their own basket. Jarrett waits to toss it into Wegner in the corner. She holds it. Comes up top to Kessler on the left wing. Kessler will dribble it up toward the top of the key. Now backs down to the left baseline. Into Wegner. Ball stolen away. Coming up with a nice steal there is Elise Reske. Outlet pass comes to Witt. Witt into forecourt. holds it between the rings, top of the key, gives off to Dorothy Krause on the left side. Now Krause tries to back into the free throw circle. Goes to Avery Sando. Sando driving floater up off the rim. Couldn't get it. Struggle for the rebound. Whistle will have a foul called on Jones. Now Jones has got two personals. 13 foul on the Irish. And John, same old song as yesterday here. The Irish going to be getting a little bit of a foul discomfort early in the game.
Luke Sando's about to have kittens over there on the far side. He's going to bring in Ryan Westengard, the 5'6 freshman. For Hallie Jones.
Ryan Westengard, the freshman, gave him a couple of good minutes yesterday.
Yeah.
He did well there when she got a chance to get into the state tournament. This is Kessler with the basketball to Krings on the left wing. Up top to Wegner, over onto the right elbow now. They go to Jarrus. Jarrus, they feed it deep in the corner. Wegner, shot is up and off. Good. Great job on the rebound there by Krause. Krause went up and took that puppy away. Here comes Witt into fourth quarter. Sando for three. Off the rim. A battle underneath for the rebound. Falling to the floor with the basketball was Elise Reske. I think she fell out of bounds with it. So it's going to go back over once again to the defenders.
Reske has really blossomed here late in the season. The Irish, not necessarily scoring, but she's doing a lot of little things.
14-10, Irish up by four with 4:49 to play in the first half. A long three at the top of the circle. Kessler, the ball comes back to her. Kessler driving layup, can't get it. Reister rebound, it won't go. Wegner tips it out to the top of the key to Krings. Back to the right side. Wegner blocked out of the... Oh, what a job there, blocking that shot by Elise Reske, John. She got up in the air, extended, and slapped that basketball into next week.
Great job. Most of the Irish rebounding is sitting on the bench with two fouls.
Kessler inbounds the ball to the right corner to Jarrus. Top of the key, Pricer. Now Kessler gets the basketball back. Lobs it between the rings to the top of the circle. Krings around on the Wegner on the left wing. Kessler with a long three, right elbow. It misses everything. Saved from going out of bounds, tipped in. Dorothy Krause hangs onto the basketball and gives it up to Daisy Witt.
When they miss a three, it's by about a block.
That's for sure. 14-10, Irish up by four. They have the basketball. Elise Reske to the near side to Westengard. Ryan Westengard, the freshman, tries to penetrate. Hits it to the corner. Open look, Witt for three. It's off the rim. The rebound comes down to Reske. Reske secures the basketball and puts it in the corner to Dorothy Krause. Now to Westengard, baseline right side. Westengard tried to go into the defense. She got tied up. The ball is stolen away by Jarrus. Jarrus down court with the ball on the right elbow. Top of the key gives to Kessler. 3:41 to play here in the first half. 14-10. Irish up by four. Kessler holds the basketball between the rings. Kicks it over to the right elbow to Krings now. Krings goes inside Wegner. Back it comes to Kessler. Kessler, skip pass across court. Long three up and good. Jarrus nails a three from over on the right wing. And it's a one-point ball game, 14-13. Irish up by one. Here comes Witt in the paint. They're going to say she carried the basketball. Turnover against the Irish gives the ball right back to the defenders.
The defenders have a chance now to reclaim the lead. Trailing 14-13, one tie, one lead change so far.
Here comes Kessler across the timeline. Nyla, her first name. Nyla Kessler with the basketball. To the right elbow, Jada Krings up to Nyla Kessler. Leads underneath the Pricer. Now Kessler in the paint. No, she traveled. Well, we got a call on this end. That's carrying the ball. Now a travel on that end. And right now both coaches are unhappy.
Well, that's fair.
That's the way it goes. Irish with the basketball on a one-point lead. 2:57 to go in the first half. Witt goes to the right elbow to Westengard. Top of the circle. Left wing now. Elise Reske. Dorothy Krause leads to Sando. Sando up top to Witt. Witt tried to go between defenders. Had the ball taken away by Pricer. A turnover. Kessler comes down court. Long down court pass to Wegner. Wegner almost had it knocked away there by Westengard. Over to the right elbow. Krings for three. It's off the ring. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called. It's going to go against the defenders.
Number four, that'll be Callie Jarrett. That's her third. Her third foul, team foul number two of the quarter.
Clock is down to 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half at the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln. 14-13, your Irish are up by one here in the D2 semifinals of the state championships. Into forecourt comes Daisy Witt on the dribble. Left side, gives it off to Elise Reske. Now it goes into the hands of Avery Sando. Sando has to push Krings off with a forearm, got away with it. Now Witt will try a three, and it's good.
Bingo! Bullseye! Daisy Witt, third three-pointer of the night for her. She's in double figures with 11 points, and the Irish are back up 5-4 with 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Players sitting on the bench that are normally out here playing. Jones and Lechtenberg sitting on the bench in foul trouble early in the ballgame. So far, the reserves performing admirably. Here's a long three from the corner. Doesn't go. And the rebound to Daisy Witt. That shot was put up by Strickland. Witt gets the rebound. 1:42 to go first half. Daisy Witt gives it up top to Dorothy Krause. Holding the ball as Weston guard. The freshman dribbles a couple of times. Witt's going to try a three. It's off the rim. And the rebound is ripped away by Anna Strickland. Quickly down court to Priester under the basket. Priester guarded by Weston guard. Good job by the freshman to pick her up. Top of the key, Kessler for three. Off, no good. Westengard tried for the rebound, but it's going to go off of Ryan out of bounds. Ryan Westengard down there is battling like a champ against the 6'1"
She might
Pricer.
Have a little help getting pushed that time.
No kidding. Timeout taken on the floor. 1:17 to play first half. Irish up 17-13. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Courtside here at the Bob Devaney Center, Kurt Gilman, our producer engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball. No matter what happens here, John, we'll be back in Lincoln tomorrow, either tomorrow night for the championship over at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, or tomorrow afternoon for third place out of Standing Bear High. But we will have basketball tomorrow here on Sunny.
Certainly will. You win that first one, you know you're staying a while.
That's for sure. All right, back to live action with 1:17 to go here in the first half. Defenders basketball. They inbound it to the left corner to Strickland. Priester top of the key. Kessler in the corner. Baseline right side guarded by Witt. Kessler has to bring it back to Creams. Into Priester. Priester muscles her way up there. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish as Priester made a move toward the basket. Witt, I think.
I thought he was going to call it. I thought it was on Reschke, but he called it on Witt. Now that's her second foul.
So Witt with two, Lechtenberg with two, Jones with two. Free throw is up and off, no good. Missing that was Priester. She's now 1 of 3 from the line.
Teams 2 of 7.
Not doing well. Second shot coming for Isabel Priester, 6'1 senior, averages 11 points per game. There's her second free throw attempt. It's on the way up and it's off, no good. And there with the rebound is Daisy Witt. Witt will bring the ball up court. She's being harassed here by Strickland. Does a good job working against Strickland. Got it across into forecourt. Thinking about it with Sando. Now she does go up with a shot. A 2-point 12-footer comes off the rim. Doesn't go. Priester with the rebound. Outlet pass to Kessler. 47 seconds to play in the first half. Kessler goes to the corner. Baseline right side to Strickland. Kessler skip pass across court to the near side. Krings. Crane gives it to Wagner. Wagner guarded closely underneath. There's a ball stolen away. Nice job on the steal by Witt. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Irish can play for the final shot here. Up by four. They want to assure they get to that locker room gun with a lead. With the ball at the top of the circle. Standing out on the left side is Elise Reschke. Comes up to Witt. 15 seconds to go. Witt's just going to hold it. Nobody's coming out to get her. Now Witt works to the right side. Goes around left side of the lane. Can't get in. She's being pushed out. Knocked to the floor. They come up to Dorothy Krause with it. Sando with a shot off the glass. Doesn't go. No chance for a putback. And at the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the Catholic Defenders, Archangel Catholic Defenders, 17-13 here at the half. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout. Stay with us. We'll be back with a halftime scoring recap right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Cheney Furniture in downtown Falls City is your headquarters for excellent furniture and flooring. Give
Give your home a fresh new look with the complete living room set, bedroom set, recliner, sofa, or dinette set. Your home will look brand new with flooring options too. Free delivery and setup available. Cheney Furniture is definitely the place to go. When you're ready to freshen up your home, shop Cheney Furniture in downtown Falls City for the best selection and service around. 0% interest financing also available.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at sendco.net. Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans and ask about zero interest.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here at the Bob Devaney Center. Your Sacred Heart Irish are leading the defenders of Archangels Catholic 17-13, our halftime score. Let's look at the individual scoring for both teams. First of all, for the defenders, Nyla Kessler leads the way with 4. Kelly Jarrez has 3. 3 also for Isabel Preister. 2 points at the half for Jada Krings, and Anna Strickland added 1 for their total of 13. Free throw shooting for the defenders. They only made 2 out of 8 attempts from the charity stripe. For the Sacred Heart Irish, Daisy Witt leads the way in double figures. She has 11 points, including 3 three-pointers there in the first half. Avery Sando hit a 3 for 3. Gentry Lichtenberg has 3 points, despite setting out most of the first half for their total of 17. Free throw shooting for the Irish, they made 1 out of 2 from the line. Score by quarters. Irish led after 1, 11-7, up by 4 then. They're still up by 4 at halftime, 17-13. John, you got some percentages to share there.
Well, the number that jumps at me, I knew it was bad, but on the total rebounds, Archangel has 29 rebounds, 16 of those offensive rebounds. The Irish have 1 offensive rebound and just 15. So the defenders have doubled up the rebounding total on the Irish so far in the first half. The biggest stat of the first half, Luke Santos stole 10 minutes and 15 seconds of time with Gentry Lichtenberg on the bench. She went on to make 2:15 in the first quarter, didn't play in the second period. That could prove huge later.
Yeah, the fact that Gentry's been sitting over there resting, and actually Jones sat out too part of that second quarter, so the fact that the Irish are up 17-13 here, despite having to set those girls in foul trouble, probably bodes well for how this thing could go in the second half.
Overall shooting percentages in the first half, let's see, for the defenders, 16.7%. No, for the game, 15.6% so far. The Irish, 31.6%, 6 out of 19, to 5 of 32. And the three-pointers, 1 for 9 against 4 of 11.
John, with Elise Reske and Ryan Westengard coming off the bench, replacing Jones and Lichtenberg, kind of the same story we had yesterday when they got in foul trouble. Not only did they maintain, but they actually held on and increased the lead there a little bit. So the fact that they were able to maintain this 4-point advantage and get to the half with those players on the bench, I just think that's a positive sign for the Irish.
Yeah, the Irish made 2 3-pointers in the second quarter. That was all the scoring they did. 1 3-pointer, a 2-pointer, and a free throw. 6-6 in the second quarter. Not a lot of output tonight.
Here's the other thing. You and I have seen this before. You better believe Gentry Lichtenberg, the senior, she's going to be hungry.
oh, yeah. She gets on the floor in that third quarter. This is where I've seen Gentry sometimes just kind of take over a game and go for it, and she's going to be ready to go in that third stanza.
One thing the Irish will have to stop doing, driving into the free throw circle and jumping in the air. They've lost how many basketballs, how many possessions doing that already in this game?
Yeah, that's not going to work out for them.
All right. Halftime score, 17-13. The Irish have the lead. We'll take a two-minute break, check the weather, be back with second half action coming up on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio app.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Merz in Falls City. Weaver & Merz will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Merz for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Merz at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerzlaw.com. Weaver & Merz, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's Armbruster's All-Star Performer goes out to Robert Gilkerson of Falls City High School. Robert capped off his outstanding four-year wrestling career with a fourth-place finish at the Nebraska State Championship meet. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations, Robert, and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
The home equity loans here at Frontier Bank let you take advantage of the equity you've built up in your home. Whether you want to finance home improvements or other major purchases, a home equity loan can help you achieve your objective. The interest on the loan may be tax deductible. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or schedule an appointment today.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Falls City.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee.
Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your weather for the tri-state area. As we head into tonight, we're going to be just below our average low temperatures for this time of year as we head into the weekend. Lots of sunshine expected on Saturday and Sunday with high temperatures on Sunday climbing into the 60s. Average highs around this time of year, 50 degrees, and our average lows around 26 degrees. For tonight, we're looking at cloudy skies with a low around 25 degrees. Northwest winds will pick up at 5 to 15 and gusts as high as 20 miles per hour through the overnight. Saturday looks mostly sunny with a high near 53 degrees. Afternoon winds out of the west at 5 to 10. Saturday night looks clear with a low around 27 degrees. West winds will stay around 5 miles per hour. Sunday looks mostly sunny with a high near 63. West winds at 5 to 10. And into Sunday night, we're looking clear with a low around 35 degrees. West-southwest winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour again. Monday looks mostly sunny with a high near 74. I am weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Here at F&M Bank, we care about our customers and our community. When you choose F&M Bank for your banking needs, you can be assured that your money is being invested back into your community. Choosing F&M Bank means you are choosing to help support local families, businesses, organizations, and schools. So thank you to our existing and future customers for choosing F&M Bank as your local hometown spirit bank. Member FDIC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny
101.3. It's halftime here at the Bob Devaney Center. Your Sacred Heart Irish leading Archangels Catholic, 17-13. I'm Randy Gatulis, seated alongside John Nixon. John, we got a note here a minute ago. A fellow media member of the broadcast media and a graduate of Sacred Heart High School, Don Strecker, listening in tonight to the broadcast in Columbus. Don's been having a few health issues. He's home right now trying to deal with those issues. We certainly wish you well, young man. Don and I worked some radio together and when he was a student at Bruce State. He used to do some spotting for us when we did the old Bruce State football broadcast, and he ended up making a career of it in the newspaper business first and now working in broadcast radio up in Columbus. So, Don Strecker, we certainly wish you well. Get well very soon if you can, our friend.
He saved you one day at the state tournament, I recall, too.
Yes, he did. I had laryngitis, and we were at Lincoln Southeast, I believe, and Don Strecker, on short notice, stepped in and called play-by-play for me when I lost my voice at the state tournament. We all know there's nothing more worthless than a play-by-play announcer that can't talk.
Randy, do you have a red bow tie?
A red bow tie? Yeah. I don't believe.
I saw you in that green hat last night.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm looking at that green hat with that beard that blow-up leprechaun has.
That's all I
that
need.
That looks a lot like you.
It does.
That really does. His beard is orange and yours is white, but other than that, you know, not all bad.
All right. Ready to move to third quarter action. Gentry Lechtenberg, Hallie Jones back on the floor with the other starters. 8 minutes on the clock. 17-13. Irish are up, and here's John Nixon.
All right. Here we go. Lechtenberg takes the inbound and comes up the floor going right to left here in the second half to D.C. Wick. Move that official out of the way, would you? When Sano for three to start. It's up and down. Avery Sano nailed her second triple of the ball game, and the Irish are up by seven, 20-13. To the front court we go. It will be defenders of basketball. Out top with it is going to be Kessler. She'll pass it off. She'll get it back. She'll come this side to Krings on the right side. Pass underneath, knocked away by Lechtenberg.
Yeah, it was way too tall for Preister, and Lechtenberg reached out and got a hand on it. That would have sailed out of bounds easily if she had just let it go.
Triggered in, Jira. She's playing with three fouls for the defenders. Boy, I mentioned to say Flyers. Here's a three-pointer up, and it caught the rim and came back in. Three-pointer for Jada Kring. She's got five. That makes it 20-16. The Irish up by four again. Witt moving left with the dribble. Guarded man-to-man now. Out top, Hallie Jones between the circles gives it off to Lechtenberg. Moves in.
Ooh.
Big contact. No call either way there. Krause will give it to Witt. 15 on the shot clock. Off to Lechtenberg. Driving to that paint. Spinning in. Preister threw it up. Got slapped across the head and it went in anyway.
That's exactly the kind of thing I expect to see from Lechtenberg in this second half.
Lechtenberg got five and the lead is now six for the Irish. Down to the left side with it. Strickland back out top with the ball. The defenders work to the right side of the floor to Jarris and now back across floor. Krings skips it over to the right side and a three ball up and off the rim. No good. Lechtenberg went up to try to get the rebound. It skipped over her. I think, you know, Jarris had put that up. And here come the Irish to the front court. Jones and Krause have not scored yet for the Irish. If they get them a couple of buckets here in the second half, that'd be a big boost. Lechtenberg splits defender. Sando, three ball. In and out. No, but a whistle and a foul. What do we got?
The foul was on the floor here before Lechtenberg got rid of the basketball. She was fouled on the floor.
Okay.
The foul is going to go on Jada Krings. On Krings, it'll be her first team foul of the quarter.
Guy in the striped shirt bothered me. The Irish turn it over on the inbound, stolen away, picked off by Strickland.
Now, if you're wondering why I'm describing to John what happened, the ref was standing right in front of Mr. Nixon.
Can't see through the stripes. Here's the ball knocked away. The Irish get it back. I think it was tipped by Lechtenberg. Krause ends up with it. Casey Witt on the run, pushing up the left side. Over to Sando, three ball wing. Yes! Her third of the night. She's got nine, and the lead is nine to the Irish. 25-16, and a timeout called by the defenders. They're down by nine. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3, the NFC Sports Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, John Nixon, Avery Santos come out here and started this third quarter by popping a couple of threes in, and that has allowed the Irish to open up now their biggest lead of the game up by 9, 25-16. She's kind of picking up where she left off yesterday.
Four yesterday, three here so far today.
And she got those in the fourth quarter, too, when she was making them.
And you kept her to quit shooting. She said, hold the ball.
Yeah, there we go.
The Irish have 6 3-pointers. The defenders have 2. Kind of quiet over there where the folks are all dressed in blue. That timeout.
Lechtenberg with just 5 points, having set out most of that first half. Let's hope they can get her going here, too.
Bring it in to Nyla Kessler. She'll come up the left side of the floor for the defenders. Off the left side to Jarrett. Back out top. Krings works up. They play catch on that left side. Now she'll look to the right, goes back to the left. And now with the basketball, Strickland again, driving, and Strickland got a hand on it. She got through anyway. Goes in, and a push foul, I think it's on Krings. On the rebound, it is.
Yeah, she came in and kind of undercut the Irish there.
I'm sorry, Anna Strickland, not Krings with the foul.
Yeah. Strickland's first personal, second team foul of the period on the defenders.
5:16 to go, third quarter. The Irish with the lead in the basketball. They could go up double figures this trip. Krause with it, midcourt. Bounce pass across, tip. Sam Witt has it, now down to Sando, right side. She draws a crowd. Now to Witt. Back over to Krause, left side in the corner. Pass to Gentry. Lechtenberg tipped away. Lechtenberg ends up on the scorer's table there. Now up the floor, his pass is stolen. And a layup at the other end by Jarrett in her 5 in the game, and it's 25-18. 7-point Irish advantage, 4:43 to go. Witt pass over Sando, 3-ball, up, down again. That's number 4. The junior keeps extending that single-season 3-point record. The lead is 10, the biggest lead of the ball game at the 4:27 mark. To the front court, Krings looking. The Irish playing man-to-man. A long three from the top, off the flat iron, no. Sando had it, lost it to Pricer, so shoot it, no. Rebound to Lechtenberg. That's what they missed the most with Lechtenberg out, was her rebounding.
Oh, she does a great job on the boards.
Up the floor, Lechtenberg stops, looks, cross-court, goes to Krause or Sando. Oh, Gentry, look to the corner. Gentry goes in, forces it, draws a foul. That's a good play, too, but she had Sando stand outside all by herself.
Foul is going to be called on
Pryster, I think.
Yeah, Pryster got called for that one on Pryster, her first personal. That is a 13th foul of the quarter on the defenders.
Lechtenberg, 1-for-2 at the line. Up, no good on this one.
Our casual listeners may be asking themselves, who in the heck are the defenders? They're the Archangel Catholic, formerly Humphrey St. Francis and Lindsay Holy Family, combined. Now they're the defenders.
Free throw up. Lechtenberg hits 1 out of 2, and it's now 29-18. The lead is 11 for the Irish. 3:56 to go in the third quarter. Right side driving with the basketball. Off the left side, it goes to Jarris. Jarris back to the top, and now right side Krings
State Hart. Looks like they've zoned up this time. Now down Kring, three ball up and good again. So Kring with the three-pointer has two this quarter. 29-21, State Hart with the lead. To the front we go. Wither rushing cross court with over the left side. Andrew Lechtenberg drives in, shoots, missed it short. Rebound comes off the rim and it comes down to the defender. Off the floor comes Nyla Kessler with the basketball. To the left side, gives it up there for Jarris. Back to Kessler, back over to Krings. Way out top, now back to Kessler. Krings, same spot, big three drives, and she'll be fouled. I think Reschke's going to be the guilty party.
Most likely that's going to be Reschke. She was one in the neighborhood.
They gave that Sato.
How in the world?
Was she there? I didn't hear that one.
Okay, Sano's first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Irish.
I did not see Avery down there.
She wasn't in the area, John.
Free throw up, and no. Free throw woes continue here for the defenders. Reschke out, Krause back in for the Irish. Just three players in the scoring column so far for the Irish. Lechtenberg, Witt, and Sano. At the line again. Spring fires, and off the back, no. Rebound brought down by Whitney Wagner, who checked into the game. And Kessler will shoot and score. Coming off the right side, turn the corner, and she's got 6 points now. 29-23. It's now a 6-point lead. It was 11. The Irish need to get a bucket here at the 2:50 mark of the third quarter. Witt, no. Over to Sano. She'll lob it to the middle. Lechtenberg, trip. Comes out to the left side beyond the arc. Cross court. Sano dribbles down. Back, it goes out to Witt. Her pass tip. Krause caught it. Krause in the paint. Up, no, short off the rim. Rebound to the defenders. Tough possession there for the Irish. Down to the right side. Krings wide open again. Up, long three, missed everything. Lechtenberg on
the
run with the rebound. Three on two. She drives. It's short. No. Pricer with the rebound. The Irish.
Boy, a couple of opportunities escaped them there, John.
They don't usually miss inside like that, especially Lechtenberg. Now out on the left side, Jarris with the basketball again. Now it's Kessler, back to Jarris. Think about loading up one, didn't take it. Now Kessler will, it's up, it's no good. Long rebound, comes right back to her. And Santa not only blocks it, she takes it away from her. 1:49 to go in the quarter, the Irish up by six. And timeout called by Sigurd, their first in the game. The Irish up 29-23, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
1:47 left to play in the third period here at the Devaney Center. 29-26. The Sacred Heart Irish up by six. John, they led by as much as 11 back at the 3:56 mark of this third period. Now the lead stands at six. And the basketball will belong to the Irish in forecourt.
Inbounding, Krause. Dorothy gets it in to Daisy Witt, right back to Krause. 28 seconds on the shot clock. Krause's bounce pass is kicked away by the defenders. Not a very good pass.
Kelly Jarris stuck a foot out there.
Back to Witt, over the right side. Sano, three ball up. A little strong this time. Rebound brought down by Krause. To Lechtenberg. Goes in, had it knocked away, got it back. Baseball pass across. Pricer at 6'1", jumps up and takes it away.
Not a good pass at all.
Up the floor, Kessler stops beyond the line, beyond the three-point line. Now will give it up and now get it back. Dropped it. Now she'll dribble. Come across to Krings, who has made a couple of triples here in this third quarter. Here's another three-pointer up. Missed it badly. Offensive rebound by Krings won't go. The first shot put up by Jarrett. The Irish get the rebound. Krause coming out of there with it. Now to Lechtenberg. A minute to go and 30 seconds on the shot clock. Sano, three ball. Yes! Number five on the night for Avery Sano.
back up 32-23. There we go, the other end. Inside, it goes to Pricer. She loses her bounce, passes it off. Kessler blocked by Lechtenberg. Ball comes down. Lechtenberg ends up with it anyway, and she's coming the other way. 35 seconds to go. Lechtenberg all the way in with the left hand. Off balance, can't get her to go. Pricer grabs the rebound. Now, the defenders could play it for one, but when you're down by nine, why do that? Out of the right side, Krings with the basketball, holding it, looking. It gives the ball up. Harris in the middle to Pricer. Back out, Krings. Two-pointer. Short blocked by the Irish, and now it comes down. Oh, and a three-point play. Driving in as Krings got fouled on the ball, climbed in over the backboard and the rim.
Man, Krings got away with one there. Lucky play for her. Laid it in. Don, I didn't catch the foul signal there.
It's going to be on Hallie Jones. That'll be her third. So now it's 32-25. And a chance at a three-point play.
Yeah. Krings is 0 for 2 from the line so far tonight.
Krings ready. 10 points in the ball game. A couple of triples here in the third quarter. Up and got it. You should never speak of free throws, sir.
I know.
32-26. The Irish by 6. Quickly up the floor, and the Irish throw it away. A long half-court pass, and it ends up out of bounds.
And it gives the defenders 8.5 seconds with which to work here. This final 30 seconds of this third period not going well for the Irish.
An uncharacteristic bad pass to the sideline there. Jones coming out of the ball game for the Irish now. Back into the contest. Reschke's in there.
Irish were up by 9 just a moment ago.
Here's Krink driving in, taking right side. Back out top. Underneath they go. Wigner hit the bottom of the rim. And that's the quarter. The Irish come away a little lucky right at the end. 32-26. Taking hard after 3. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance, ready to help with your buying or selling of real estate and making sure you have the right insurance coverage. Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance are located at 1608 Stone Street in Falls City. Founded in 1952, they're one of the oldest and largest firms in southeast Nebraska. So when you need to buy or sell real estate, considering a land auction, or need insurance coverage, see the experienced experts at Miller Monroe Real Estate and Insurance in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes of regulation left to play in this Class D2 semifinal state tournament game. Your Sacred Heart Irish, a 6-point advantage. They lead it 32-26 as we get set to move into the fourth and final stanza. Kelly Jarrez will inbound it right in front of our broadcast table. As we move to fourth quarter action, here's the inbound pass to Kessler. Kessler comes to the top of the circle to the left wing to Krings. Into the corner, baseline left side, Strickland. Back to the top, Krings in paint. Krings puts a floater up and off, no good. And the rebound is brought down by D.C. Witt. Witt quickly comes out of there on the dribble, gets it across the timeline, works to the right elbow, a cross-court pass left side. Dorothy Krause. Krause picked up the dribble. Those are dangerous passes, John. There's another three on the way. Sando, this one won't go. Jones has the rebound. It's taken away from her. A whistle and a foul. I think the foul is going to go on the defenders.
And that foul is going to be on Callie Jarrett, and that's number 4 on the starter for the defenders.
Oh, no, they're going to put it on Strickland, John.
Oh, really?
Yep, Strickland gets called for the foul, not a shooting foul. Irish get the basketball. Oh, inside going up with a shot. Lechtenberg, she'll be fouled by Pricer.
No, I'm waiting anymore. I've been wrong too much the last 2 weeks on fouls.
Pricer's second personal, second team foul on the defenders. At the line, Gentry Lechtenberg shooting 2. First one is up and good. Gentry has now made 3 out of 5 from the free throw line and has
7 points in the ballgame. She'll have a second free throw coming here. Irish up by 7. Second free throw on the way, and this one rimmed off. No good. Rebound. Jones, follow shot, and a whistle and a foul, and now we're going to put Jones to the line where she'll be shooting 2 shots.
Allie fired up. Good to see.
I think they got, was it Brister again? Yes, it was.
Yep.
That's her third personal. Team foul number 3. At the line. Allie Jones, she has not scored. Free throw for Jones is on the way. It's up, and it is good. That's Helly's first point of the night here at the Devaney Center.
I don't know who got a hold of her mid-season, her free throw shooting, but it is so much improved.
Somebody's worked with her. Second free throw coming up for Helly Jones. Shot is on the way up, and John, you shouldn't have said that.
Usually your fault.
We should know better. 34-26, an 8-point lead for the Irish. 7:20 to go in the ballgame. Kessler goes to the corner. Baseline left side, Strickland. Back up to Krings on the left wing. Top of the key, handling it is Jarris. Now Krings tries to penetrate. Strickland with the ball. Jarris on the dribble between the rings. Kicks to the corner. Krings deep baseline right side. Guarded down there by Whip. Back to the top of the circle it comes. Again to Krings in the corner. Whip's there in her face. Kessler top of the key. Across court pass. Strickland. Strickland forces up a shot. Can't get it. Rebound comes down to Jones. Jones hangs onto the basketball. She'll get it out to Lechtenberg. Gentry Lechtenberg into forecourt. Left side of the lane. Ball tipped away and stolen. With the steal is Jarris. A little bit of lazy passing here occasionally on the part of the Irish. Ball goes right back again to the defenders. Kessler with the basketball feeds to Krings. Krings wants to go inside the paint, left side, lost the ball out of bounds, and they're going to say it went off the Irish.
Andrew Lechtenberg says, no, dribble it off her leg.
Back into the onto the floor now comes Whitney Wegner. Wegner checks in, replacing Anna Strickland for the defenders. 6:31 to play in the ballgame. The Irish up by 8. Inbound the pass, top of the key. Krings with the ball, guarded there closely by Dorothy Krause. Now back up to Kessler, comes top of the key. Kessler into the corner, Krings right side. Lobs it into Wegner. Wegner triple teamed underneath, couldn't get the shot. There's a 3 from the top of the circle, up and good by Kelly Jarris. Jarris' second 3-pointer of the night, and she has 8 points in the ballgame. 34-29, the lead down to 5 now for the Irish with 6 minutes to go in the ballgame. Sacred Heart up by 5. Daisy Witt kind of trapped over there on the far side. Back to Dorothy Krause, a cross-court pass, skip pass to the near side. Now back across into the corner, another cross-court pass, dangerous pass, and ball is stolen away into forecourt. Kessler comes with it, jump shot right side, it's off. Rebound, Dorothy Krause. Irish need to work on that passing. You can't throw that lob pass across court.
We don't talk bad about our girls very often, but there have been a couple of dumb passes.
Yeah, that hurts. Dorothy Krause with the basketball. Into the corner, Lechtenberg left side, back to Krause on the wing. Across court, skip pass, almost over the head of Witt. They can't keep throwing the ball like that. Now it goes back to Witt around the defender. Jump shot, 12-footer, Witt. In and out, no good. Rebound, Preister. Preister with the outlet pass to Kessler. Clock down to 5:14 to go in the ballgame. Irish up by 5, 34-29. Here come the defenders. In the corner, that's Wegner with the ball. Up top, the pass comes to Jarris. Across court pass, far side. Kessler for 3, got it. Nyla Kessler hit the 3. She was left open out of the right side. The lead is down to 2, John. 34-32, timeout taken, Sacred Heart. 4:56 to play in the ballgame. The Irish up by 2. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Don't go away. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Need a contractor who does it all? Mesker Construction has you covered. From top-tier concrete work to steel buildings built to last, Dave Mesger and his team deliver quality you can trust. Whether it's commercial, residential, or agricultural, no job is too big or small. When you need reliability, experience, and craftsmanship, Mesger Construction is the name to call. Build strong, build smart, build with Mesger. Call today, 402-245-1371 for Mesger Construction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Here by the defenders, one by Kelly Jarris and one by Nyla Kessler in the opening minutes of this fourth stanza, has enabled the defenders of Archangels Catholic to pull back within 2 now. They trailed by as much as 11 in the ballgame.
The defenders were 1-for-9 from the 3-point line in the first half. Now they've made 5.
Were it not for Avery Sano's huge third quarter, this would not be going well.
No, not at all.
All right, Irish have the ball. They lead by two, 34-32. This is a pretty important possession right here, John. They need to come away with some points. Dorothy Krause gets the lob pass to the left elbow. Across to the right side with. They insist on throwing that pass, John, and that's dangerous. Now it goes to Sando in the corner. She goes around defenders. Beats it underneath to Jones under the basket. Shot it up. Oh, won't go. Jones had her own rebound. Now it's taken away underneath and pulled down by Jarrett. Now the ball tipped away by Lechtenberg, and the ball goes out of bounds right in front of our table. It'll go right back to the defenders. Defenders with a chance now to tie or take the lead with 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. Inbound the pass. It goes into Kessler. Kessler works it to the right side of the lane. Bounce pass Wagner in the corner. Up top it comes to Krings. Krings guarded by Dorothy Krause. Back to Wagner. Baseline right side. Now Jarrett with the basketball. Gives off to Wagner. She holds it above her head. Picks up the dribble. Nyla Kessler. Top of the key. Across court pass. Goes to Krings. Down in the corner, left side with it is Jarrett. At the free throw line, set shot for two. Up off no good. Freister, rebound. Follow shot, up and good for Freister. And we're tied at 34 all at the four-minute mark, John. Right at 4 minutes, we're tied at 34. At the top of the circle, Daisy Witt with the basketball. Another pass, taken away with the steal. This brings, wait for it. Driving layup, off no good. Lechtenberg with the rebound. Irish escaped the bullet there, John. Down court. Lechtenberg's going to take it into the paint. There's Sando for three from the left side. Got it! Avery Sando just keep pouring them in. That's 6 3-pointers for her on the night. She's got 18 points in the ball game, all from three-point range. All right, in the ball, left side is Krings in the paint for two. Off the rim, no. Rebound. Krause comes down with it. Irish up by three, 37-34. They have the basketball. Clock is down to 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the ballgame. D.C. Witt slowing things down here a little bit. They're going to have to watch their passing. Dorothy Krause on the right side picked up her dribble. Comes back to Witt once again. Witt, and that high lob pass. They insist on throwing that one, John.
Now the defense keeps extending out further and further. Now a blocking foul on Freister.
On Freister, that is her fourth, John.
And that's team foul number four of the quarter.
One more foul, the Irish will be at the line. Under 3 minutes to go now in this semifinal game here at the Devaney Center. 2:54 showing on the game clock. 37-34, the Irish up by three. Sacred Heart with the basketball. Avery Sando will inbound it in front of the scorer's table in forecourt. Tosses it in to D.C. Witt. Witt picks up her dribble across court to the left side. Comes to Lechtenberg. Back to Witt. She'll try a three. That's off. Rebound Jones. Jones with the basketball. Gets it back out to Lechtenberg. They get a new 35 seconds. Lechtenberg being harassed out here on the left wing. Goes back to D.C. Witt. Witt comes to Lechtenberg, left wing. Lechtenberg, one dribble, now gets hit across court pass again. Sando's going to try another three. This one is off, and a struggle for the rebound. The ball goes out of bounds. They're going to get Hallie Jones for the foul, John.
That'll be Hallie's fourth foul. It was aggressive, but she saved the Irish bacon on the board here in the second half.
All right, it's a three-point Irish lead. 2 minutes, 25 seconds to go in the ballgame. Coach Luke Sando up off the bench. Imploring his team to step it up on defense. Into forecourt comes Nyla Kessler on the dribble. Gives to Krings. Up top it goes to Jarrett. Ball knocked away for a minute. Krings gets it back. Looking underneath. Ball taken away and stolen by Lechtenberg. They were trying to lob it into Wagner. Lechtenberg got the steal. Lechtenberg across the timeline. Right side pass goes over to Witt. Witt comes back to Lechtenberg on the near elbow right here in front of us. Oh, a long three. Witt, it's off. No good. I'm not sure you wanted to take that one.
No.
Ball stolen. Rebound. Follow shot. Put up. And in by Avery Sando. It was saved from going out of bounds. They tipped it into Sando, and she turned it into 2 points.
I didn't know she could shoot that close.
Irish up by 5, 39-34. A minute 39 to go. Here's a long three. Top of the key. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Lechtenberg. Now the Irish with a five-point lead with 90 seconds to play in the ballgame. Lechtenberg slows it down across the timeline. Coach Sando up shouting instructions. Witt holds the ball. Wild pass right in front of our table. Comes Lechtenberg. She'll hold the ball a minute. One dribble. Now Lechtenberg with a bounce pass goes back to Witt. 1:15 to go on the clock. Shot clock with 15 seconds to play. 5-point Irish lead. Shot clock at 10. Boy, did he get it to Sando, wouldn't he? There's Sando for three. Got it! A Avery Sandel is absolutely on fire here in this state tournament in Lincoln. Driving Lee in the other end. Shot is up and good. Answering quickly on the other end was Nyla Kessler. Timeout taken on the floor. 51 seconds to go. The Irish up by 6 points. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Catula, John Nixon back with you here at the Bob Devaney Center in Lincoln. The girls' Class D2 semifinals of the state tournament. Let's set the stage for you. 51.8 seconds to play in the ballgame. The Irish lead it 42-36 when timeout was taken on the floor. Avery Sando, if you're keeping score at home, has made 7 3-pointers in this ballgame. She added that little 2-point tip in a minute ago. Sando has 23 points.
She broke the record for most 3-pointers in the state tournament. D2, the record was 11. She had 5 tonight, 7 tonight. That adds up to 12.
She's already broke the record, state tournament record. Okay, here we go. Irish have the basketball and a 6-point lead under a minute to play. Sando will inbound it against full court pressure. Gets it into Lechtenberg. Lechtenberg will bring the ball up the court. They're coming after her. Lechtenberg gets it into the corner to Witt. Baseline left side. Witt is trapped down here. And now a timeout's going to be taken by the Irish. Down to 43 seconds to play. So once again, we'll take a 30-second break. Don't go away. We're back in half a minute here on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cheney Furniture in downtown Falls City is your headquarters for excellent furniture and flooring. Give your home a fresh new look with a complete living room set, bedroom set, recliner, sofa, or dinette set. Your home will look brand new with flooring options too. Free delivery and setup available. Cheney Furniture is definitely the place to go. When you're ready to freshen up your home, shop Cheney Furniture in downtown Falls City for the best selection and service around. 0% interest financing also available.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, your Sacred Heart Irish are 43 seconds away from reaching the championship game tomorrow night at Pinnacle Bank. They're up by 6. Irish have the basketball. Inbounded to D.C. Witt. Witt gets knocked to the floor hard. Kessler comes over, offers to help her back up off the floor, I think. I think Nyla Kessler realized that was a little harder than it needed to be, maybe.
A little more than you wanted.
Kessler called for the personal. At the free throw line, shooting 2 shots, D.C. Witt. Irish are up right now by 6. She can make it a 3-possession game. Oh, the first one is up and off. No good. That was her first attempt from the line. This one would put them up by 7 and make it a 3-possession lead with 41 seconds to go. Here's Elise Reske back into the lineup now, replacing Ellie Jones. D.C. Witt, huge free throw right here. Try and give them a 7-point lead. Shot is up. It is good. She got it. D.C. Witt has 12 points in the ballgame. The lead is 7. 39 seconds to go. Clock running. Kessler into fourth court. Defenders need to act quickly. Kessler driving Leon. Got it up and good. She went right down the lane. Irish didn't want to foul. Now D.C. Witt in backcourt. Trying to get it across the timeline. She'll be fouled in backcourt. They're going to put D.C. Witt right back to the free throw line. The lead is down to 5 now at 43-38. Clock shows 26.9 seconds to go. John, these are huge free throws.
Stacy's getting a little bit beat up here. Another one.
Yeah. D.C. Witt, 1 out of 2 from the line tonight so far, has 12 points. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up, and it is good. D.C. Witt, the 5'6 junior, dumped it in there. She averages 11 points per ballgame. She has 13 tonight.
This is her first 2 points in the second half.
Second shot coming up for D.C. Witt. It's up. Got it. It's good. She hit them both. That puts him back up by 7 once again. It's back to a 3-possession lead, and Witt deliberately fouls Kessler as she brings it up the floor. Irish have fouls to give here.
Yes.
That's only the second team foul. Clock is down to 24 seconds. Irish can foul again to tie him up here, and they will until...
Well, now that's four on DC.
Yes. They got to realize you can't do that anymore. All right, that's the third team foul. Clock is down to 23 seconds. The precious seconds ticking away here. At the top of the key, long three. Kessler can't get it. Bounced around. Pricer rebound. Shot. She can't get it. Pricer's going to get fouled, though. And we're going to put Isabel Pricer at the line to shoot two shots. The clock is down to 15.9 seconds. Who was a foul on? Not that it matters.
I'm waiting to see.
Okay, Pricer's first of two free throws is on the way up. It's off, no good. Keep in mind, folks, it's a 7.3 possession lead for the Irish now with 15.9 seconds to go. Ellie Jones back onto the floor now in place of Elise Reske. Second free throw is up. This one is off also. Jones has the rebound. She comes. Ellie Jones are slapping at her on the baseline. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball.
Irish ball.
Possession arrow, Irish. Clock now down to 12 seconds. Things are looking better and better for a championship matchup tomorrow night at PBA.
Oh, throw the home run ball. Look at Dorothy Krause.
Down. Ball comes into Lechtenberg. She gets knocked to the floor hard. Irish fans not happy about that. But you know what? The clock is now down to 10.8 seconds. We're walking back to the other end of the floor, and the Irish are up with a three-possession lead, up by seven, with Gentry Lechtenberg at the line shooting two shots. John, doing anything late tomorrow night? Meet you at Pinnacle Bank.
I suppose.
Okay. Lechtenberg at the line. First free throw is up. It's good. She got it. Irish now up by 8, 46-38. Don't turn your radio off. Be sure to stay tuned for our postgame show. John and I will be back after a two-minute break with a rundown of all the individual scoring and tell you about how this one transpired. Gentry Lechtenberg's second shot is up. It's good also. She got them both. Makes it 47-38. The lead is 9. 8 seconds to go. Kessler into forecourt. Kessler with a long three that's up and off. No good. Rebound. Irish come down with it. Lechtenberg can dribble this puppy out. And there is the ball game. 47-38. The Sacred Heart Irish with the win tonight over the Archangels Catholic Defenders from St. Francis. 47-38, your final. We'll step aside for a two-minute break. Stay with us. We'll be back with the postgame show after this two-minute timeout. You had to enjoy this one. State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
SNC, Southeast Nebraska Communications, offers high-speed internet, voice, and Skitter TV. Having trouble? The SNC techs are on call 24/7, 365, providing service close to home, making our community a better place to work and live. SNC looks forward to serving your communication needs as your hometown people with hometown service. Southeast Nebraska Communications, online at simco.net.
Rick Karras is your Golden Harvest seed dealer at Bruna Implement in Humboldt, Nebraska. Golden Harvest is working hard to deliver high-yielding seed because your success is our success. For the right Golden Harvest seed for your unique fields, Rick Karras is ready to help you get ready for the next planting season. Call Rick at 402-862-3251. Great corn and soybeans and ask about zero interest.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Andy at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. This week's Armbruster's All-Star Performer goes out to Robert Gilkerson of Falls City High School. Robert capped off his outstanding four-year wrestling career with a fourth-place finish at the Nebraska State Championship meet. From all of us at Armbruster Motor Company, congratulations, Robert, and best of luck.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Terrific effort by the girls. Came out 11-7 first quarter, but you didn't get a lot of players in the scoring column. I had three girls with field goals. But Avery made seven threes tonight. Holy cow. She was on fire, 7 out of 11.
Yeah, she's been on a tear lately. It's really been incredible. I thought we got off, they were up 4-0. We bounced back. It was 8-4. And I thought we settled in. We were running pretty good offense. And then we got those fouls again. Gentry got two. And then Hallie got, so we had to set them. So things got a little bit dicey. But those other girls stepped up. Elise came in again, and Ryan came in again. So I really think the second quarter where those girls came in and were able to keep those girls on the bench with two fouls, I think that's really where the game was won, because we went into halftime with the lead still. I think we had a four-point lead at half.
Right.
So that was huge to get through that foul trouble and then have the other girls come out and start the second half.
It takes me back to early a year ago when you were sitting Gentry down. Basically, you stole 10 minutes. You went, I think, with 2:15 to go in the first quarter, didn't play the second quarter. It's tremendous what the girls did without her.
It really is incredible. Like, when she goes out, you're wondering, like, what are we going to run? Who's going to score? The scoring slowed down for sure, but we guarded. We guarded like crazy, and we rebounded. I mean, the first half rebounding wasn't good. I think we gave up 16 offensive rebounds.
Oh, it was
maybe
bad the first half.
Yeah, but, I mean, they were in there battling. That Priester girl's tough in there, but somebody said it. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. Gentry said, and saving her legs, maybe. But she done such a much better job this year staying out of foul trouble. The last 2 days hasn't been good.
Right. Well, they had 24 offensive rebounds. I know that's way too many, but for the game, the difference was 12. But and Hallie Jones came in her fourth quarter. Her rebounding, she didn't always get the shot, but her rebounding was really tough in that fourth period.
She really battled. I think she was kind of excited to go against her. Like, we challenged her. She played well against her last year inside. We told the girls last year we held them to 21 points. It was 30-21. She was excited to go against her, and she's undersized, but she battled in there for sure.
Yeah, terrific, terrific effort all the way around. Can you stay up late tomorrow night again?
Yeah, now we got to go do some work for Dorchester, but it's a good feeling for sure. Yeah, I mean, you get a lot of rest, and then you sit around and think about it all day. But, I'm so happy for the girls.
Oh, yeah.
To get to PBA. I mean, it's a great feeling.
Overall, I'm not discouraging or disparaging this team. This is not the best team you've had, but here they are, 13 straight times in the semifinals. So you played on Saturday for 13 years in a row. Did you expect to be here?
I don't know. I thought we could, honestly. And we lose McKinley Scholl,
Yeah.
But we got everybody else coming back. You're, a year older, more experienced. And I honestly, like, D2, we knew was wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, we thought it was going to be tough because Why Not had 16 years and Overton won it. They had 5 seniors. So last year wasn't tough, but we just kept telling the girls all year, D2's as wide open as it's ever been. If we could get on a run, there's no reason, we couldn't be there. Lo and behold, here we are.
Yeah, and in this way, it's going Dorothy Krause led the way with 10 rebounds tonight. That's not generally the plan, I suppose.
No, she's a little undersized in there, but yeah. she got in. She jumped well. I'll give her that.
Oh, absolutely. They all played well. More turnovers than you want, but gosh almighty, what a terrific, fun ball game for the Irish.
That's what everybody said last night when you get texts. All the girls are contributing. tonight, the same thing. Everybody's pitching in. It's just a great team win. Just happy for the girls.
And no matter what happens tomorrow, you've already beaten Why Not and this version of Humphrey St. Francis,
yeah.
Lindsay family. The old team, I guess everybody thinks they're your main rivals. I don't know if they are or not, but at least up this way, they probably aren't a state. But that makes a great season. Just
it hasn't been the easiest draw, I'll tell you that.
No,
but
no,
to get through them, we're just, you always feel fortunate. We're grateful.
I'm sure if you want to talk to you, Coach, go enjoy it.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thank
that
you. We'll
awesome.
Talk to you tomorrow night.
Okay, thanks.
That's the Heart Coach Luke Santa. We'll take another 1 minute timeout. We'll be back and wrap up the score and give you everything else going on after this 1 minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Network. Thanks, Luke.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Parents in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside the Bob Devaney Center, where tonight the Sacred Heart Irish have posted a 47-38 semifinal win over Archangel's Catholic Defenders. Let's take a look at the numbers in this ballgame. First of all, the individual scoring for the Defenders. They were led tonight by Nyla Kessler with 13 points in the ballgame. Jada Krings was also in double figures with 11. Kelly Jarrez added 8. 5 for Isabel Preister, and a single point for Anna Strickland for their total of 38. Free throw shooting tonight, only 3 of 13 from the charity stripe for the Defenders. For your Sacred Heart Irish, well, what can you say about Avery Sando? She had a huge night tonight, made 7 three-pointers. Add that to the 5 three-pointers last night, that's 12 for the tournament, and that sets a new D2 three-point tournament record. The record was 11. She now has 12 with one game to go. She finished with 23 points in the ballgame. Daisy Witt was in double figures. She had 14 in the game. Gentry Lechtenberg finished with 9. And Hallie Jones added a single point for a total of 47. Now, you notice Dorothy Krause was not mentioned in that scoring recap. Dorothy, the sophomore, did not score. All she did was led the Irish in rebounds. She had 10 rebounds tonight in Sacred Heart's effort. The Irish went 9 out of 14 from the free throw line compared to 3 of 13 for the Defenders from Archangel's Catholic. Score by quarters, Irish were up by 4 after one quarter, 11-7. They led by 4 at halftime, 17-13. At the end of the third quarter, largely on the back of Avery Sandler's three-point shooting, they were up by 6, 32-26, and then went on to the 47-38 win. Great win tonight for the Irish, John.
It was. I just expected. Like I told the coach, I'm not discouraging this team at all. But you look at one senior and all these young players that haven't played lots of basketball. This is a terrific effort to get here 13 years in a row in the semifinals and now playing 3 days in a row. This group has accomplished a lot.
Well, what I'm encouraged by is when Gentry Lechtenberg, the lone senior, was on the bench, they just kept on playing basketball. So that bodes well for next season.
Yeah, when Gentry went out, she was mad, too. Did you watch her?
That she was.
She
so.
Was mad.
Well, John, we'll be back tomorrow night with the championship in Class D2. They'll be facing the Dorchester Longhorns. I believe that's a
8:15, supposedly.
Yeah, 8:15, but that usually never happens.
No.
They're usually a little bit behind. But the Dorchester Longhorns over Pinnacle Bank Arena, 8:15 tip-off. We'll have a pregame show shortly after the top of the hour or 10 to 12 minutes before whenever the tip-off occurs. And you'll hear it live right here. So we invite you to join us as our state championship tournament coverage continues tomorrow night. So, John, that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of state tournament basketball for
Kurt Kilman, our producer engineer, and for John Nixon, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight here at the Bob Demani Center. It was the Sacred Heart Irish 47, the Archangels Catholic Defenders 38. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.